from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't like running. You know, I don't like running in the off season. I don't like running sprints. I don't like any of that stuff. The only time I like running is when there's guys chasing me, you know. So trying to get out of that and let these other faster guys and quicker guys and guys that can take some more hits. I mean, I could take a hit or two, but don't want to be in the business of that. So find ways to get it to my backs and my receivers and tight ends.
Josh Allen with Kay Adams. I'm putting up a poll on this. Yesterday's poll about Allen and the MVP. Without running, here's a fun question. Can he win the MVP if he doesn't run? Yes.
Isn't he more likely to win the MVP if it doesn't run? How often does his rushing stats get counted by people?
I think all the time.
I think it gets ignored.
He had 15 rushing touchdowns last year.
But
right, 15?
Yes.
He's going to soon be the all-time leader in rushing touchdowns.
But a lot of times you'll see lists put up, or you'll see, you know, whether it's on a broadcast or it's just someone in the media of, hey, here's who had the most touchdowns this year, a quarterback.
I don't agree with that.
And then it's just the passing touchdowns.
I don't agree with that at all. Total touchdowns is a absolute regular stat now that is used every day of our entire lives, total touchdowns.
I just think he'd get more credit if he threw 50 touchdowns than if he threw 35 and ran for 15.
I don't agree with that at all. Total touchdowns. Lamar won the MVP. It's also in part because he ran the ball. Lamar's won it twice.
Yeah.
And the first time he won it, it was because he ran for 1,000 yards.
Well, didn't he have like 36 touchdowns and like 3 picks that year? Throwing through the air?
That year he led the league in passing and ran for 1,000 yards. Last year, Lamar threw for 3,600 yards and 24 touchdowns. That is not an MVP season. You might even say he didn't have an MVP season with the rushing, but the rushing counts. I think Josh could win the MVP without running the football, but I think it helps him. The question there, though, you know, what's the right answer? How much should he run? Here are your options. Yeah. I expect a bell curve, but here are your options. Give us a call on this, 803-0550. A, whenever he wants. Really, whenever he wants, because he's awesome at it. And if he wants to call his own number or wants to tell Joe Brady, give me a run early in the game so I can take a hit. Here's Allen saying, I don't want to be in the business of taking hits. You run into linebackers, man. You pile into people on purpose. And you've also said that you like to get hit to feel like you're in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And here he is saying, like, I don't need to be in the business of taking hits. Anyway, what's the right answer? As much as he wants, manage it. or only in the case of an emergency, only scrambles, only live to play another down, live to play another day. I don't anticipate Joe ever really getting off of this conversation. Every year it'll be a thing until, God forbid, he gets hurt one year, and then there'll be a real big snapback to he shouldn't. Even though we have plenty of proof that you only get hurt in the pocket.
Yep.
Which is not, well, I shouldn't say that.
More often you get hurt in the pocket.
Yes. To me, it's a little bit like sharks attack people in 3 feet of water. That's where people are. That's why they attack people in 3 feet of water. That's where people are. Why do quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket more often? That's where they are.
Yeah.
So, of course, more quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket. They're more likely to be hit from behind, blindsided, not ready, not preparing for a hit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'll say this about Allen running the ball. Last year, it went too far down, and we wanted it so much that he took off and ran against the Bucks in the night game, and there was a roar from the crowd that was a bit like a thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You finally did it. You haven't been doing that. Why haven't you been doing that? But then at the same time, I don't know which game this is. This might be the Miami playoff game. What game is it where Allen runs for a two-point conversion, holds the ball out over the goal line, it gets punched out?
That's Miami.
Okay.
That's Miami in the snow. They're wearing red.
Okay, so that's not a playoff game. That's the game that they win.
That's when they kick a field goal at the end.
Yeah, okay.
What is that, like week 14?
Sure.
Something like that.
That's a game I remember feeling like Ken Dorsey didn't have any other ideas.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like Allen runs the ball so much and they call QB power or they call the QB draw in the red zone. Because, yes, he's good at it. But in a perfect world, and if maybe we can't always have our perfect world, in our perfect world, how often would he have a designed run? Is the answer not at all because you do have someone else to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the answer...
Or you just don't, well, not need it? Like, his best passing season was the year he had the least amount of rush attempts. And isn't that part because they were so prolific throwing the ball, they just felt like, well, what's the point? Why would we ever call an Allen run when Diggs and John Brown are open on every play? And we can get 15 yards here a lot easier, you know?
Yeah. And when he rolls out to the right, there's danger he's going to throw it. And that's probably opened up by the fact that he might run. It strikes me that it's always going to be here as a conversation. And, you know, it's kind of like obscenity. You know it when you see it. What's obscene to someone is not obscene to everyone. And how much should Allen run it? I'm on board with I want him to run. I want him to be himself and to play free. But once I get an offensive coordinator calling three quarterback draws inside the five, I think you need a better plan.
Yeah,
you are leaning on him too much. And you know, I tend to bristle at the idea that too much is expected of Josh Allen. He gets the same total yards as most quarterbacks that start for their team. He just decides to call his own number sometimes. So. We'll get some calls on this, 803-0550. Here he is saying, maybe a little bit less. Kay Adams tweeted it. I get the feeling we're going to see less Allen running. And that's something we have to be open to with the new offensive coordinator installing his offense. Maybe Brady's offense flat out doesn't call for it as much. Or maybe it's efficient enough that Allen doesn't feel the need to do it. David in Buffalo is first up this hour. Hey, David, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. On the talk that you guys are basically having right now, I got to basically say, I can see Allen running this ball, but as long as this offensive line can basically protect him, go ahead. But the weapons that we have right now, being able to spread that ball around and not have to have one specific wide receiver that we had to pass it to when we had Diggs. And now that we have multiple players that we can spread the ball out to, Kincaid, Shakir, now Coleman, like we have all these players now. I really don't think we really need to utilize having Allen running the ball because then that in the end of the day, that's going to end up putting us into a place where who knows, Allen's going to end up getting that one hit. That's going to end up taking him out. I don't want to basically sit here and say and jinx it and anything like that, but I think he should hold back on running that ball and just spreading that ball out.
Thanks, David. You know, I actually looked into this a little bit, like the idea of this comment comes up a lot, not feeling the need to throw to one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, Diggs had 164 targets. Beasley had 112.
Yeah.
And Emmanuel Sanders had 72, and Dawson Knox had 71, and Gabe Davis had 63.
I'm looking at that year.
That was spreading the ball around.
Yeah. He threw the ball more than any other year by a healthy margin.
Yeah.
And 70 more attempts than his next closest. So, you know, a little bit more. Like, it's not like it was a crazy, crazy amount more, but there were more targets to go around. Are they going to throw the football that much? And how much of that year, I've gone through like scramble percentages before, how often will he feel the need to scramble? Like, there's the design run conversation, and then there have been years of his career where he has scrambled on a higher percentage of dropbacks, in part probably because of what? Like, there wasn't a guy open. So what does he do? He pulls the ball down and he goes and gets 9 yards.
Yeah.
And if there's a guy open over the middle of the field, that's when he doesn't take the run. Right?
And the point on balance, we talk about balance a lot. You can approach it however you want. The way that I think the Bills started to look like what the caller said there is Diggs' target share pretty much the entire time he was here was steady, the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's only talked about as forcing it to him once the guys right behind him left, Beasley, Brown, and once they asked Gabe Davis to get more, Allen did not throw him the ball more.
And once it stopped working at the end of last year.
Yes. But in 2022, right, it goes Diggs and Davis. That's the first year it's going to be those two guys.
Yeah.
154 and 93. And then McKenzie's there at 65 and Dawson Knox at 65. There's no yep. Kincaid on that team. Those are four targets. The year before, there's a lot more balance. And the balance comes from the middle. And I think that'll be the case this year, too. Like, the balance will come from the middle. If Curtis Samuel gets 113 or 140 targets, great. Second place might be 100. Might be 95. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a problem. So I think whether it's advice, I'd advise to look at why it looked unbalanced as more of a function of they took away the middle of their receiving room. The top guy was here the whole time.
Right.
And he was always the number one guy. 803-0550. On Allen and how much he should run. He's talking about not being in the business of running as much as maybe he has, which is a familiar refrain. What was the thing we've got? We got an open about it where Allen says he's going to be responsible, like Frank the Tank. A nice little Saturday, you know?
Yes.
Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond. And then the game starts and he's going streaking.
That's the Jet game, right?
That's a lot of games, for better or for worse. Like, that's...
It's a lot of games. That one was ridiculous.
He could sit here and say he's not going to take off as much. Really, what it probably comes down to is the designed runs. Are there 50 fewer designed runs than the last couple years?
Well, last year, did they run any before... Remember the Tampa game? I remember thinking about the Tampa game.
Was there a QB power in that game?
Yeah, and it stood out. It was maybe on the first drive because... What was that? Remember that game? The problems or the things that felt like where they were missing from the Bills offense under Ken Dorsey. There was
Kincaid,
two things.
Kincaid and Josh running?
Not even Kincaid for me. It was two things that I remember from that game. Allen running and tempo. Remember how slow the Bills were playing?
Yes.
And then they entered that game, and it's like they were listening to everybody on the way into that game because they started that drive playing fast, and Allen was running the ball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that's middle of the season. Allen was not running it on QB-designed runs much. It was all scrambles. And then as the season went on, they started running more designed runs more and more, probably because in part they felt like they needed to. And that's where I wonder about this year, is maybe they'll try the same thing. Start the year off with, hey, let's try not to design as many runs for Josh, because we've got this play for Samuel, and we've got this package for James Cook in the pass game, and this and this and this Kincaid. And maybe that's more of, hey, if you start to get a few weeks into the season and things aren't hitting the way you might like, well, now I've got this Allen rushing page in my playbook on my back pocket that I could always turn to. Like, it might go the same way, where they slow play it at the start. Let's see if we can have a top-level offense without all of these designed Allen runs. And if we go through a few games and it looks like we're having some trouble, that's when we'll start to break out QB power.
Jerry and Kenmore up next. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Real quickly before I get to my main point, I've always argued, I agree with you that they spend more time in the pocket. But the big thing about getting hurt in the pocket is you're standing still. It is basic physics. When Allen gets to the second level, he's bigger than the guys that are trying to tackle him. And he's moving. It is basic physics. That's why running quarterbacks tend to not get hurt as often. Just, again, the laws of conservation momentum. When you're standing still, it's the reason when you headbutt someone, the person whose head is moving, it hurts way less.
Yeah. And so I'm also thinking, Jerry, like, how do linemen often get hurt? It's in the schmozzle, right? The pile of bodies. And if you're a quarterback getting tackled, there's guys around your feet. There's guys around your head. And five people at once are coming for you, or more than that sometimes. Whereas if you're out on the run, if you're good enough, like Allen and Lamar Jackson, some of the best tend to be, you get out to the edge, your eyes are up looking for the threats, and then you also have built in the ability to get out of bounds or get down.
Right. Back to him running. I would like to see them mix it up. You know, all these teams are film teams. Let's take this away. I'd like for them not to run the first 2 weeks him at all. And then week three, run him 12 times. And then the other team is guessing, what are they doing today? Use it as a weapon.
Yeah. We'll see what they do. I mean, do they have their second best idea in the run game? It's James Cook right now. Last year they came in with Cook, Damian Harris, Latavius Murray.
Mm-hmm.
One other guy. Who was the other guy that – three guys coming in. Well, I can't remember last year's running back room.
Damian Harris, Latavius Murray, James Cook.
One other guy before Murray. Because Murray was the late guy that arrived late and was a surprise, like he always is. I thought they had one other
running. Did they have another one? That wasn't Ty Johnson?
Maybe it was Ty Johnson. I thought it was somebody else. I already forgot. Damian Harris, of course, did never happen because he got hurt.
Yeah.
In years past, it was more of a 1-2. Like, I wonder how much the number two running back... I guess this is the way I want to say it. Are they less established at number two back than they've been in quite some time?
Yeah.
Is it Ray Davis, Darrington Evans?
I don't think there was another name. Last year at camp, it was Cook, Harris, Murray, Evans, and Mims. And then Johnson actually showed up even later than that.
Okay.
So that was their room.
Harris was
the
power
one.
Back, and that never happened because he got hurt. Naheem Hines was who I'm thinking of. Was also in the mix a bit.
Yes.
Yet Hines.
Yes. And that's right before camp tears his ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so it was Hines.
So you had more veterans behind a younger James Cook, and this year it's Cook, and after him...
It's probably your rookie.
At this point, it looks like it is your
is
rookie.
Like one of the oldest rookies that you can get your hands on at running back. So it's probably Ray Davis.
Zoe in Buffalo up next. Hey, Zoe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, I just want to, you know, I kind of just get annoyed when sometimes when people talk about the Josh Allen running and getting hurt. I just don't like when people keep putting that in the air. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
But him running, I think he is going to slow it down a little bit more this year. He don't have, you know, eyeballing digs where, okay, he's not open where I got to run. He got so many people to look at. Where I feel like he's not going to be able to want to run as much. They got the same offensive line. They got a good chemistry there. And besides Josh Allen, people keep sleeping on, this is James Cook team. James Cook is the weapon. He's going to take the pressure off Josh Allen and need to run. He stepped up a lot from his second year. People might not be giving him too much credit, maybe because of those drop touchdowns. But I think he's still going to improve from that. But if you're just looking in the camp, he still looks flawless. He looks like he's still floating. And that Ray Davis carry, he run with a full head of steam. He's in right up the middle to the sideline. So I think the design runs not going to happen. Maybe, you know, short yardage where they're doing that little tush-push thing. That's about it. But the other running back who really was last year, it was Ty Johnson. He started getting more of the carries half of the season. Because they started to take Murray out the game. And Ty Johnson, you know, he did put some big runs off and big first downs. But James Cook is the person going to take that pressure off Josh Allen. I know we got Coleman and all the other receiving, but James Cook is the guy.
All right. Thanks, Zoe. Touches for Cook this year? Breakout
same
candidate
as last year.
I bet he's a breakout candidate. Here's something you can prorate for me if you could.
Yeah.
Give me Cook's numbers from the Joe Brady portion of the schedule on and what that would be for a full year. Because one thing that the Bills did, The offense didn't transform all that drastically, but they were better at certain things. They were better and more committed to running the ball. They were better at finishing drives. They protected the football, which might not exactly be Ken Dorsey's fault. But like a second half Cook for a full year, if you got that, what are we looking at?
I think I'll do the math on that. He ended up on the season with almost 300 touches with the Dorsey offense half the year where he was a little bit lower. I don't know. With Brady giving him the ball at the rate he did last year, we're talking about like 400 touches, I'm guessing, before doing the math on it, that it's going to be around. And I asked him yesterday about this, and he just kind of like pushed it off, like not a concern at all about like his body holding up through that. You know, he mentioned how strong he is, despite the fact that he's only listed at 190. And that was as a rookie, so he actually might be a little heavier than that. He might be up to 200. But can you see James Cook getting 400 touches in this offense? Doesn't that seem like a wild number?
Yeah.
That is McCaffrey level. That is your offense is built through a running back. And I think that I want to bet, like some other things in this offense, that what we saw from James Cook in the Brady offense last year, this is not to say he won't be a big part of it, but I can't imagine he's going to be averaging 18 to 25 touches a game again. Maybe it was that's what we had. That's a weapon we had. It was a change they could make from the offense midway through the year, and that's just the best option they had. I don't know if we're talking a little bit under 400 touches, it looks like.
Yeah.
That just seems like a lot for a guy of his size.
It's 17 carries a game is what he got.
Yeah.
That's 289 carries if you do that for a full season. If he stays healthy and all that, he'd be on pace for 289 carries. The thing about his efficiency and how good he was, here's the other part of it. 117 carries, 507 yards, plus the 140 from the playoffs. So just doing that real quick, that's 647 in 9 games. Over a season, that's 1,200 yards rushing, just rushing. So it could be a 1,000-yard back, which there aren't that – was there one last year? There were not many 1,000-yard backs last year. But what I want to get to is his yards per carry, his yards per attempt rushing, James Cook, was 4.3 last year. Which is passable. Is that okay? It's good. It's okay.
That's pretty good.
It's okay.
Did you ask how many running backs had 1,000 yards last year?
Yeah.
What?
I said one. I think it's one.
It's 12.
There were 12? Was it the year before there was one?
Maybe there was one the year before. Cook was fourth. Cook had 1,100.
Okay, so then...
So 1,000 yards should be the minimum for him this year?
If he
I don't
want to
say... Like, he could have a very acceptable season and be just below 1,000 yards and add in receiving. Right? If he has 950 yards and a few touchdowns and 500 yards receiving, nobody's going to be upset. But, 1,000 yards is like a very real expectation for him. So he had 137 touches under Joe Brady. That was in seven games. So, yeah, you want to prorate that over the course of an entire season. We're talking like 330-some touches. Maybe that's fine. Maybe that's not too many for him. It's a lot. It's more than any running back in a Bills offense has ever had with Josh Allen.
Which you'd think would tie into fewer rushes for Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so.
803-0550, getting connected with our fans. You can join us and do that. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Toby, we'll get right to your phone call. I got instant trivia for you. Also on a Keon Coleman expectation, potentially. A ceiling for Coleman. What kind of company he would be in if he reached it. I'll give Joe some trivia on that. You can play along as well. 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.